post-game Sunday with player coach Michael Bowman, hard fought but deserved 2-1 win over Blackburn?
I think so, yeah. We played really well, stuck to our game plan. They did exactly what I thought they'd do and track quite high, and so we chipped the puck behind them. They only had four defencemen tonight, they were a bit short. Made them turn and go and get the puck over and over, and we finally ground them down and capitalised on them being a bit tired.
And it was the whole game, full 60 minutes, it was non-stop both teams. It was a, I don't know about a game to play in, but it was certainly a good game to watch.
Yeah, it was. Well, I enjoyed playing in it. I know I didn't get any goals or any points, but that doesn't matter. We won the game. That's the most important thing. 2 points are the 2 points towards the league.
And all three goals, particularly the two Berlin goals, absolutely top draw. The power play goal, is that a training ground manoeuvre, you could say?
To be honest, it's not what I tell them to do, but hey, it works. That's probably plan about plan D in the scheme of it, but hey, it was absolutely excellent to watch.
Yeah. And then at the finish from Mossa for the game winner.
Yeah.
The shot short side. Hanging never saw it.
No, definitely not. Mossy does that really well, coming off the wall. Shooting in his stride, really good. And he deserved it, right, because he worked hard.
The Saturday game up at Solway, bit of a funny one, because Billingham had the much better of the play, but for whatever reason, it just wasn't clicking at the offensive end.
Yeah, I think, Thayer Netminder got man of the match. Played excellent, he always does against us, to be fair. But we just couldn't put it past him. A lot of power play chances. Our power play didn't really click last night. We didn't seem to be able to get set up in the zone, and they capitalised on a couple of little mistakes that we made. I think that was maybe down to a bit like match rustiness. We didn't play the week before. It takes you a little while to get up the match speed, but we had a lot of chances and just couldn't put them in the net.
And after a couple of back-to-back weekends, just the one game next weekend, and Sutton, who seemed to be finding their feet a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, our man Robinson's gone there, and teams
obviously the difference.
Turned their season. Well, look, not around just yet, but it looks like it's going that way. But they're very strong offensively, so we need to be ready for that. And obviously, we know what Robbo's capable of, so we just need to be on his case right from the.
And the rejuggle of the lines, obviously after losing Stephen Morris, which was a nasty looking injury.
It was, yeah. I mean, Stephen could be out for a little while with that. Fingers crossed that he's not, but it'll definitely be next week. And who knows after that. He'll be a dad by then as well, possibly. So we'll see. Might lose him for a few weeks. Move Luke up. He's been working really hard in training. The other lads are doing really well. It's just he's got a little bit of a strength edge on them, and that's it really.
Yeah.
They're all working hard and coming on nicely. And they all played well. Apparently the under-18s played well last night. All got a goal each, so they're doing well, coming through well.
It's good this season. Noticeably, the junior players all getting the ice time to see what Callum can do, and Jack's coming through. And obviously now you've got the likes of Luke and Matty Campbell. So the production line is good well for the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, they're not quite there yet, but they're definitely, it's in there. We can get it out of them, coach it into them, but looks like it's going well. I mean, they said, I think the last time they played Telford, they'd been beaten by a lot, I don't know how many it was, and this time it was a draw, so I don't know if that's anything to do with them three lads, but something's going right for them.
All boys, well, cracking in the night, well done on that, and possibly next weekend.
Will do, thank you very much.
Cheers.